a doctor's appointment and just left the Waffle House where we had some breakfast.
Doctor's appointment go this morning?
Overall, I'd say pretty darn good. Nothing extra new. I had to go and get a blood test. They're talking about changing my pills a little bit, but other than that, not too bad. How's your day going?
It's been a little frustrating this morning, but we're making it.
Truck getting along now.
Fine, but I had the toolbox that's in here that I hadn't been able to get rid of for just different reasons. It ripped the back panel of the door off and got loose in the truck, so I had to fix that this morning.
Be getting me a new truck, Patrick. I know better than that.
They're just too expensive for that, and so I don't know, we'll get through it. It's just, like I said, it's just been a little frustrating this morning. Been frustrating all week trying to get going again, but we're still here.
Well, that's a beautiful truck. I'm surprised you had any trouble with it, really. What year is it, Patrick?
2017. I don't know, this year is just, I've had it 3 years now, and this year has just been a fight with it.
I don't know, not knowing that much about it, diesels are noted for lasting a long, long time, so I'm rather surprised that you had any trouble with it. How's things going up north? Nobody's handling any traffic now, but it still looks like a disaster up there.
A lot of traffic, but it's more on my cell phone and text messages now with logistics stuff.
I sure feel sorry for those folks up there, but wow. It's just unheard of that Dedburn hurricane would go that far north.
That's not a usual thing for a hurricane to travel that far north, but it did. Mother Nature is its own entity, and there's nothing we can do about it.
But she's female, and so she's fickle.
I'm not going to touch that one, but so, is Miss Bernice with you today?
I'm listening.
Well, I figured that if he wasn't driving, he would have got a smack upside the head for that one.
I'm doing fine, though.
And any news on your new hip coming?
Well, for another chemical stress test. And the vascular ultrasound was okay, no change. She had some valves that were still, showing age. But other than that, she was a go. And if this next one goes good, they're trying to find any underlying conditions that might affect her during surgery with this next test. I don't like them chemical stress tests. Some people, nothing bothers Bernice, though.
In one of those, so I don't know what to expect out of that, but hopefully it goes smooth and can get you some relief on your hip there.
Patrick, I hope so.
Yeah, she's had one before, and it don't bother her or me. It did, and then I got sick afterwards. I said, drink some coffee and you'll be okay. And that didn't work for very long until I had to extricate the coffee. But I can't run the treadmill test, obviously. And he said, well, it's been 2 years since you had a chemical stress test. And I said, I hope it's a whole lot longer, too.
That, I don't know. That treadmill stress test, that's enough to stress anybody, I believe.
When I first detected this heart problem, I went to the emergency room and the doctor said, well, we're going to do a stress test. you don't want to do that. And he said, yeah, we got to do this first. And we always call him Dr. Death back in Kansas. And anyways, I lasted 40 seconds, Patrick. And then that EKG started going off the charts. I mean, it looked like it had a short circuit in it. And I said, well, you better stop or I'm going to pass out. And, well, you've had an event, Tom. I said, yeah, I know. I tried to tell you that.
But, Tom, you and Mr. Bernice, be careful. I'm getting ready to pull in here at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3, and good to hear y'all out here this morning. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick. Good luck on your sales today, and have a safe day. KO4 HKX in 0TR. Clear.
K4DJW Mobile.
Morning, Dave. Morning. Stop meeting like this.
I'm starting to get out more. You and Bernice, I think, are always getting out.
Yeah, well, I just had a heart doctor appointment. Went okay, and had to have a blood draw is all. And I'm trying to get them to get Bernice squared away so they can clear her to get put on a waiting list for a new store-bought hip.
It's really quick. Hope you're trip to the doctor went over okay. I'm taking the dogs out on a road trip. Amy got him a car seat, and it's got two leashes on the back of it where the car seat hooks to the car's seat, and it sits up high so they can see out the window. And it's got little leashes on it so they can't get out of their car seat. The leashes go to their harness. We're going up to the cemetery. Tomorrow will be 18 years since my son passed away. So I'm going to get the headstone and the bench and all that all cleaned up so that when we put flowers out tomorrow, it looks decent.
Well, Dave, that you can do that. And he still lives, only in a different person's chest there. So God bless you for that.
And you never really get over. My dad used to say, time heals all. And I have to disagree.
I'll go along with you on that, Dave. So how's your kinfolk down in Florida doing? We got my cousin, who's a retired JAG lawyer from the Army. He's a lawyer down there, and his wife just passed the bar. She's a lawyer. And they're in Punta Gorda, which is near Fort Myers.
Well, my father-in-law passed away a little over 2 years ago now, and my mother-in-law is down there by herself. She wouldn't. My wife kept telling her, "You got to make a plan. You got to get out of there." And her and another woman who's still has her husband, they went and checked on. So the community they live in has these really big multi-story buildings that are Category 5 hurricane. They're built for Category 5s, but their houses are not. So they're leaving their houses, and it's all in the same gated community, and going toward the center, and there was this modeling room on the fourth floor, modeling apartment on the fourth floor, and they're going to live in there for the next 3 or 4 days. So at least they'll be safe. They won't be blown away, and they'll be up off of the ground. So if there's a 20-foot storm surge, it won't make it to them. So she might be inconvenienced for a few days, but the two families, my mother-in-law and that other family and all of their dogs, are going to live in that showroom, I guess. It's a show apartment that they got permission to go move into until the hurricane passes. So I think they're going to be okay.
This is NGLTR. Well, that's great to hear, Dave. We wondered about that for several days now, because I know you had to go down there and bail her out before. But I saw some of those this morning that were rated like that on the, it's channel 1130 on Samsung Plus. It's a weather channel, Fox Weather Channel, and it's really great. They got some old-time weather people on there that've been into it for many years, and then they got some young ones too. But that looks like a monster. And we've been gone the rest of the morning here, but I texted him yesterday, and I said, you need to get out of there, T.A., and Turner Arthur's his name, and he said, got nowhere to go, Tom. He says, we're going to weather it out. So they both were former police officers, and they know how to survive and all of that, so we hope they do. I said, you can always come here, but he never has, so the heck of it is, it's usually just a one-day event, and then the mess is to clean up afterwards. But they say this one could be horribly devastating if it continues to stay at Cat 4 when it hits. So, not a good thing after going through Helene 2 weeks before now. And I'm just amazed that Helene even made it up here, Dick. By the way, that's an excellent idea on the dogs. Had a friend up here that was a ham operator, and he did not have his dog secured, and it got hurt when he got in an accident.
Looking at these, she wants to socialize these more than we did our last perpetual puppy. they're little, they look like puppies their whole lives. But yeah, she wanted to these to be able to go more and do more and see more, and you know. So I'm trying to make an effort to take them. Whenever I've got to do something, I'm making an effort to take them with me so that they can see the world. They can be more enriched.
I just cringe when I see older folks driving around with their dang dogs hanging out the driver's side window. They should be ticketed for that because that's you can't really control a dog. It's sitting in your lap, and if he turns around and licks you in the face and causes an accident, well, you've not only hurt yourself, you've hurt somebody else.
She showed me a video she was watching on social media where the dog was barking at something that went by, and the car is probably doing 20, 30 miles an hour going down the road, and the dog just jumped out. And it's like, whoa, what happened? And eventually they showed the guy got the dog back, and the dog wasn't, I mean, I'm sure he was sore, but he was alive. But yeah, that's all she needed to see, and she went on Amazon and found the car seat that strapped down with the seat belt and the headrests. It's strapped to both the seat, so it can't go anywhere, and they're strapped to it, so they can't go anywhere. And the cushion's like 6 inches thick in the bottom, which gets them up, you know. If you're carrying them or something like you were talking about, you're having to hold them up a little bit so they can see out, because they don't want to just look at the sky going by. They want to look at buildings and cars and trucks and people and other dogs and that kind of stuff. W4DJW.
N0TR. Yeah, Minnie was a full-grown English pointer, and when we go out to Bernice's mom's farm where she was raised, Minnie would get over in Bernice's lap almost with her head looking out the window, and all the huge slobbers were coming back that she had to dodge, and then they'd get on the side of the windows on the truck. It kind of grossed me out, but her old ears were flapping, her mouth was wide open, and she loved it.
When I had German Shepherds, but back then, I had pickup trucks. I used to always have pickup trucks. I always wanted a car. Now I got a car, I want a pickup truck. You're never happy. But I got a pickup, but it's really, really old. And the old one that I had when I had German Shepherds, that's when I had like 50 acres and they could run. You know, dogs, big dogs like that need space to get out and stretch out when they run. And a little two-acre house plotting ain't going to do the trick. But they used to ride in the back of the truck. And I used to, you know, I'd look at their eyes, they'd look at me, and then I'd look at the back of the truck, and then I'd tip my head, and they'd both jump. And they could clear, it was a stepside, Chevrolet stepside pickup, and they could clear the fenders and just land in the back of the truck, not touch anything on the truck, just jump off the ground up into the back. And it's a 59 Chevrolet pickup, a bit pretty high off the ground.
I can just visualize that. They're quite a dog, that's for sure, Dave. Well, we've arrived home, and we sure enjoyed visiting with you this morning, and I got to go take care of the girls. I hope the guys ran into trouble. They had to replace a couple of pulleys on my John Deere lawnmower. They were nylock or plastic, of course. And then you couldn't remember how to get them back on when you come back the next day, and my neighbor come over. Finally, YouTube saved us. He come over and helped and found out how to do it. If not, I got to go down and get a diagram because the maintenance manual is different, of course, than the owner's manual, and I don't have a diagram of the belts. One belt underneath there cost $86. The other one was $27. Times have changed, Dave. It is a big belt, though. It's a long V-belt. Anyways, take care and say hi to Amy and give them dogs a hug. We'll catch you down the line. W4DJW in 0GR73, Dave.
I miss Bernice this morning, and yeah, that belt will probably last a lifetime. That's the difference. They do cost a lot more, but they're a lot better belts than we used to get 40, 50 years ago. Anyway, you guys take care. Good to hear from you. Stay safe. N0TR, W4DJW Mobile.